And I'd like to talk to you a little bit now about the essential mineral lithium. When many of us, especially those who don't listen to Green Medicine Radio or read Green Medicine Newsletter, when we hear the word lithium, we know of it only as a possibly dangerous patent medicine prescribed in very high doses for bipolar disease. But lithium isn't really actually a patent medicine at all. It's a naturally occurring mineral, essential mineral, closely related to sodium, potassium, rubidium, and cesium. Lithium is found in trace amounts in all living things, and it's naturally found in our food supply in low amounts, primarily in grains and vegetables. For bipolar individuals, lithium is prescribed in extremely high amounts, 300 to 600 milligrams of lithium carbonate, two or three times a day. Now, individuals using these very high doses must have their blood levels of lithium checked at regular intervals to minimize the potential for serious side effects. But in the January 2018 issue of Green Medicine Newsletter, Dr. Wright reported a research finding that 400 micrograms, remember it takes 1,000 micrograms to make just 1 milligram, stopped cognitive decline. And the research wrote, quote, "This data suggests the efficacy of a microdose of lithium treatment in preventing cognitive loss and reinforcing its therapeutic potential to treat Alzheimer's disease using very low doses." Now, in the past, Dr. Wright published a list of the many, many uses for much lower quantities of lithium, so low, 5 to 20 milligrams per capsule. It's sold in most natural health food stores, compounding pharmacies, and, of course, our Tahoma Clinic dispensary. But listen to this list of some of the things lithium does. It causes the formation of new brain cells in adults, reduces the risk of or even preventing Alzheimer's disease, protects brain cells against nearly any toxin. It increases major brain protective proteins, specifically BCL2. It reduces brain cell death caused by ischemic stroke, repairs brain signaling pathways, improves sense of direction in experimental animals, if you feel like you need a better direction in your life, reduces gout attacks. Lithium actually slows the crystallization of uric acid, helps eliminate seborrheic dermatitis. It reduces aggressive behavior in children, reduces homicide, rape, burglary, suicide, no kidding, reduces depression and irritability in alcoholic women, reduces aggressive behavior in alcoholic men, reduces relapse in male and female alcoholism, reduces mental health hospital admissions, significantly reduces symptoms of fibromyalgia, cluster headaches, and also inhibits herpes simplex virus, adenovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, and measles. And it can also help in the treatment of hyperthyroidism. In 2011, using mortality data from over a million people, a Japanese research publication reported that when there was more lithium in the tap water, the less people died, and the lower the lithium levels in the tap water, the more people died. How much lithium was in the tap water? There was 0.7 to 59 micrograms per liter, just a very, very tiny amount. But this was enough to have a very, very positive effect on mortality rate. Confirming earlier observations about lithium and suicide reduction, other researchers examined the same area of Japan and observed reduced risk of suicide when lithium was found in the drinking water, even at very low levels. Other observational studies in humans found a higher risk of violent and criminal behavior in communities in which lithium levels in the water were low, including an increased likelihood of homicide and drug use. Now, I've already mentioned that lithium protects nerve cells against nearly any toxin. One research article that some of us may find useful was titled "Lithium Reduces Ethanol-Induced Neurotoxicity." So, translation, that means lithium lessens the effects of hangover. Many of those who drink alcohol tell us that's quite correct. On a more serious note, lithium has the ability to pull aluminum out of the tissues so that it can be removed from the body. There's so much evidence that lithium can reduce Alzheimer's risk that the following titles have appeared in medical journals recently: Lithium, a novel treatment for Alzheimer's disease; Lithium, a potential protective drug in Alzheimer's disease; and Does lithium prevent Alzheimer's disease? So if you're not using low-dose lithium already as part of your anti-aging program, maybe it's time to think it all over again. Reduction of Alzheimer's risk and very likely increased longevity are only two of the ever-increasing research-backed benefits of low-dose lithium being reported. And maybe the lithium, taking the lithium, will jog your memory to make sure that you take it every day. There's practically no opposing research on lithium, but definitely check with your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, about what dose of lithium may be right for you.